Well, you might say that our website this week is a work in progress. For a number of reasons, it's not as developed as I would like to have had. As a matter of fact, it's kind of skeletal right now. And I can't blame the guy who's sitting across from me here for that right now. His name is Ben Spilewski, and he is the man behind VC Web Design, the people who put our site together initially and have helped us to recover from some of my meddling in the background. Vince,
you can blame me if you'd like to.
No.
This is not about the site itself. It's about our content.
Yeah.
We just didn't get the content up. And we have to thank Foster for doing this week after week. It's wonderful to be retired, but you're not really retired, eh?
No, it's hardly. And matter of fact, yesterday was a very busy day with Halloween with grandchildren and getting people organized for that. But Vince, hey, welcome in. Thanks so much for being here.
It's great to be back. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be talking about a number of things here, and the focus on this hour is going to be about businesses and getting their starts and focuses on the metropolitan Detroit area. You began, I understand, way back when, in an incubator.
Ypsilanti. Spark East.
Okay. Now, just for sake of people understanding what that is, tell us what an incubator is.
It's a low cost, usually supportive environment for startups. You know, you have counseling, cheap office space, admins.
So it's usually a building somewhere. This was in downtown Ypsilanti, right?
Right. Yep. Depot Town. Downtown, next to Depot Town.
Right. Yep. So with one of those older buildings down there, you got a little space, and you had a dream at the time, right?
I've had a dream for a while, but the incubator helped move it along.
That's exactly it, isn't it?
Right.
It's taking that dream and then making it a reality. So how did it do that for you?
Well, I moved from a bedroom in my house, which wasn't very convenient with a dog at the time. It allowed me to get a place with fellow entrepreneurs like myself, which is a big plus.
Having other people to
bounce ideas off of.
Yeah.
And a lot of networking opportunities.
You know, and that's really a big part of an incubator space, which is, you know, they provide other services and maybe a little cheaper and more flexible, probably, rental arrangement.
Help with overhead, yep.
But it's the other people that have really great ideas talking back and forth over the virtual water cooler, right?
Right, exactly. And that happens every day. You get someone's talking about an idea, bouncing off you. And
really cool.
And you ask somebody, you tell them, oh, I've got this problem. They say, oh, show me. And they'll come in and help.
That's really cool.
That's neat.
Yeah. So your desire was to start a web design company?
Well, up until then, it's mostly been a hobby up until then.
Ah, okay.
And I decided, well, this could be something. Let's see.
Yeah, okay.
So it was a way to really kind of launch a real company, right?
Yeah.
Instead of the hobby.
And fairly low risk, because you're not stuck into like a year-long lease.
That's really cool. Yeah. Now, we're going to be talking with people from Tech Town in our second hour, and those people are doing the same thing
also
here.
Also great space.
In Metropolitan Detroit. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking a little bit with one of your clients who is growing a business there locally, and another fellow who's here who is also involved in a brand new business. So how long were you in the incubator there in Ypsilanti?
Just under a year.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you move from there to?
Around the corner.
Okay.
They like staying in town, and we wanted to stay in Ypsi, and so we found a place right around the corner from the incubator on Washington Street, if you're familiar with Ypsi.
Yes, I am.
Yep.
So
by that time, you already had employees, and they were used to driving there, so they could continue to drive
there.
That
was one of the reasons for the move, is the cubes in the incubator aren't very large. So as you add people, it gets a little crunchy. So.
How many people did you start with?
Well, it was just me, and I added one employee in the incubator.
Okay.
And we wanted to add a third. And
now, you sent me an article, which I will post to our webpage after the show is over, but about, it was from, I think, the Ann Arbor News?
Ann Arbor News, yep.
Yeah, about the fact that you've just now moved into brand new space, and you've got quite a few more employees.
We're up to 10 now. We went from about 1,100 square foot space to 3,400 square foot space. So it's a big move for us.
Wow. And how many clients do you have now?
Who? So it'll be 200 or
so. Wow, that is impressive. Yeah. So your business has grown now enough that you're able to go into these new circumstances, these new